Hey there, billionaire. Yep, I'm talking to you. If you expect to live another 31 years, you're already a billionaire. Not in money, but in the real measure of wealth. Time. That's because 31 years is roughly a billion seconds. But most of us waste time in ways we'd never waste money. The currency of time billionaires is micro moments. The 90-second to 15-minute gaps hidden between the structured parts of your day. This podcast is about reclaiming them with quick, research-backed ideas to help you feel more creative, productive, and alive. Welcome to Time Billionaires. Let's make your next micro moment count. If you're listening to this, there's a good chance you have a full calendar today, back-to-back meetings with tiny slivers in between. So let me ask you something. What do you do when you find you have a few minutes between meetings or commitments? If you're like most people, you reach for your phone. Maybe you scroll social media or scan your inbox for messages that feel urgent. But the truth is, you wouldn't have time to respond thoughtfully if they were. Here's the problem. Reaching for your phone in spare moments may feel harmless, but it's quietly draining your energy and focus. Today, we're going to fix that. In the next few minutes, I'll share three things you can do instead of scrolling your phone or checking emails when you have just 2 to 5 minutes between meetings. Of course, if you have more time, you can do all of them. Each one is backed by behavioral science and designed to help you feel more grounded, alert, and in control. They take less than 2 minutes each, but they can change how the rest of your day feels. First, let's talk about attention residue. It's the cost of context shifting. Attention residue is what's left over, clouding your attention when your brain jumps from one task to another without fully letting go of the first one. So if you check your email right before a meeting, your brain is still half tethered to the subject lines you just skimmed, even though you're trying to focus on something new. Instead of context shifting from one meeting to the next, you're context shifting from one meeting to a flurry of unrelated email topics, needing to remember to mark them unread to come back to them, and now into the topic of the next meeting. Studies show this kind of attention residue lowers your working memory, slows decision-making, and increases your likelihood of making mistakes. You actually give your brain more to do and pay attention to with no productive outcome. Now you have the unanswered messages swirling around in your mind, requiring at least twice as much energy per message as they would have if you read them just once and moved on. Every time you reopen the same unanswered email, its cognitive load compounds. But here's the good news. It takes just a minute or two to clear that mental clutter if you use the time intentionally. So let's dive in. Number one, the first micro moment activity you can use instead of just scrolling between meetings is for your nervous system. So first, close your eyes or just soften your gaze and take a deep breath. Inhale for 4 counts, 2, 3, 4. Hold for 4 counts, 2, 3, 4. And exhale for 8. As you breathe out, mentally say the word release. Do this just a few times, and you'll shift your body out of fight or flight mode and into a more focused, grounded state. It sounds simple, but it works. Your brain doesn't need an elaborate break. It just needs permission to reset. Exercise number two. This next one takes advantage of the things in your surroundings. So look around wherever you are and find any object, ideally something with a little texture. It can be the grain of your wooden desk, a pencil, the fabric on your sleeve, a houseplant, or even your own skin. For 60 seconds, let your fingers explore the texture of the item. Notice its temperature, density, how it differs from objects around it, and even ridges or bumps that you might not have noticed before. When you focus on one sense at a time, you anchor yourself in the present. This kind of grounding calms the brain by giving it something real to notice, which can interrupt anxiety loops and break up the barrage of digital noise we're usually surrounded by. And finally, exercise number three. This next one is my favorite. It's involving micro moments today to benefit from micro moments for tomorrow. One of the biggest reasons we waste micro moments is that they don't feel like they matter. There's no obvious opportunity cost, just a few minutes here and there. So we default to scrolling or refreshing our inbox even when we don't have time to respond. Another common pitfall is decision fatigue. When a micro moment arises and we don't know what to do with it, we reach for whatever's easiest. By the time you realize you have a 4-minute break between meetings, it's too late to ask what to do with it if you don't have any idea where to begin. Beyond rushing to grab a snack or use the bathroom, the other options that come to mind will be habits likely driven by technology. That's why this simple planning exercise works so well. During your next micro moment, grab a notepad or sticky note or open your notes app and list 3 tiny things you'd like to do during the next day's micro moments. You can use the same list for a week or even two, and I actually have the same recurring list of five written down on my desk that I use until I get tired of them. These can be anything you want that feels like it's a good use of your time, like sending a voice note to a friend you haven't seen in a while, doing 10 jumping jacks or push-ups. I do about 100 push-ups a day, just in the small breaks between meetings, walking barefoot, sitting in the grass, or running your hand over the grass. Anything really that just gets you connected to the earth. Writing down one thing you're proud of accomplishing, specifically that day. Watching the clouds move for 90 seconds. Reflecting on a meeting before the next one starts. Or feeling the sweat on your face as you take 5 deep breaths outside. You don't need to pick the perfect activities, and you don't need to do whichever activities you choose perfectly. The goal is to have a few positive options ready, so when the next micro moment shows up, you don't default to scrolling. You already know what to do. The more often you choose intentional actions, the less your brain will crave that hit of digital stimulation. Over time, tuning into your environment with exercises like these will become more automatic than reaching for your phone. That's the habit we're building. Not perfection, but readiness and awareness. The habit of being intentional with your precious time and using it in ways that make the rest of your life better. You don't need a full hour to reset. You just need one intentional minute. A minute to feel agency over your limited time instead of beholden to technology or other people's expectations. That's how to spend your time like the billionaire you already are. Try one of these micro moment activities after your next meeting and notice how different the rest of your day feels. Keep it up, and you'll actually rewire your brain over time, meaning you'll wake up slightly differently and better tomorrow than you did today. If you try this out, I'd love to hear what you think. Thanks for spending this micro moment with me. Your next billion seconds start now. Thanks for spending this micro moment with me. If you found it valuable, share it with a fellow time billionaire and give us a rating to help others discover the power of micro moments. For more ways to reclaim your time, check out timebillionaires.org and follow me, Rebecca Shaddix, on LinkedIn. See you next time.